10 minutes now after 11 o'clock. And we're right on time, right on the button. And I always remember my old friend Buck Bryce would tell me, jazz concerts, they're jazz gigs, they're meant to start late. Everyone's blood's supposed to boil a little bit. We're all supposed to get a sense of urgency. Everybody's supposed to be, the crowd's supposed to be getting hungrier and hungrier. The musicians are getting less and less patient. They want to go out there, but we're on time. So I hope that's okay.
I'm flexible. If it works for you, it'll work for me.
Lee Robinson is here, which is always a pleasure. Longtime friend. And he's got a special guest, too, who we'll introduce to you in just a moment. Lee will be performing tonight in Squirrel Hill at the Christine Frischar Gallery, which is at 5871 Forbes Avenue. I'll give you the phone number. The time is 7. I'll give you the phone number for it a little late. 7 o'clock?
7 is right? O'clock is the entrance time, but, you know, jazz concerts might start late. Build up the momentum and the anticipation.
Yeah.
And I should speak closer to the mic because Liz is going to have a fit back there.
Yeah, Liz has got you. She's got your back here. What do you want to open up with? What do you want to do?
Well, of course, I'm going to do an improvisation. So, or an experimentation. This may be an experimentation with improvisation. We'll have to see how this goes here. Not as orchestrated as the young lady that played harp, because I don't have any sheet music in front of me. And if I did for improvisation, it would probably be dots and arrows and wiggly lines. So let's try an improvisation, as Marion McPartlin would say.
Okay, darling, let's go. Lee Robinson's at the Saturday Light Brigade. How many? Oh my gosh, we had three or four of you playing
I think
there.
That was three and one trying really hard. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay, Lee. It's not likely apparent if you're listening, but Lee was playing in looping and playing with digitally recorded bits of himself. Which can't be easy to do. I know gizmos and gadgets pretty well, and you make it seem pretty simple.
Well, it's simple when it sounds good. when you're experimenting, you come up with some strange ideas. But I'm going to do another one.
Okay.
And then we can talk a little more, because the last time we talked a lot, so we'll play more this time.
Absolutely. Okay. You're feeling better. I'm feeling better.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Lee Robinson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Were you happier with that one?
A little bit, yeah. that was a little more rhythmic.
It's got to be tough.
A little more rhythmic, yes.
Got to be tough. You know, you hear something in your head, and you want to bring it out to the rest of the world. And even as accomplished as you are, I would imagine you can't always duplicate what's in your head, and what's in your head probably changes as you're playing anyway.
Well, that's the ultimate challenge, right, to get to what's in your head.
Yeah.
You know, like the dream and the goal, you know, to get to the goal and the dream by formulating it or formulating a plan that gets you from point A to B, and it doesn't always work. But, you know, the more you practice, the more – and the closer you get to achieving that.
Yeah, all the time that's true. And if you have an exceptionally imaginative, ever-changing head like you do, it gets to be a little harder because you just got so much spinning around in there. And the looper is really fun. I mean,
yeah, it's a very interesting piece of equipment. You know, it can do a great amount of things, and that's one of the challenges. I mean, it's not a human being, so you have to learn it and work with it as a computer, pretty much.
Well, and it's a new constraint, and that's what I was thinking. If music, to some extent, even improv, right, is all about constraints. Some constraints.
Yeah.
And here, though, you can't turn to the looper and tell them to lay off or take a break or slow down. Maybe.
Well, in certain loopers, you can do a great amount of things. Of course, the more it can do, the more controls it has and the more buttons it has. And, you know, the less you can actually do to control it after a point. But, there's a lot of possibility with a looper.
It's not looking at you yet, telling you to do anything yet.
Not yet. You know, when the batteries die or when the plug comes out, it says, you know, power me up. But, yeah.
Speaking of plug, Performance Jazz Camp is right around the corner. It's another 3 months or so, but fills up fast. And Lee does this out at the St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Mount Lebanon on Washington Road. And it's a week, July 25th. Through the 29th, a performance then comes on Tuesday, August 2nd.
Yes.
And this is neat because you can go as an individual, you can go as an ensemble. It's open to different age groups, right? You don't necessarily...
Well, usually we concentrate on elementary through high school.
Yeah,
so we have a few college students who come and participate and actually help with the camp.
And this is getting underway, as I mentioned, July 25th. So if you know somebody who might want to do this or it might be something you're thinking about, I'll give you the number in a second, Performance Jazz Camp. I'll let you write it down. But it's directed by Lee, and also part of the facilitation is by a guy named Douglas Starr, who is a music faculty adjunct at Penn State, and you can. And it's a really, you don't get many opportunities to do something like this. So if you would like details, 412-851-8482, 412-851-8482. Is that right? That's our birthday girl out there, huh? Maybe. I know there's a special girl with a birthday we're going to say hi to a little later. And I'm glad she's here enjoying you, Lee Robinson. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'm going to try soprano, and then we'll see how that goes and where it goes. And then we'll introduce our special guest.
Special guest who's in the wings.
Let me see if I can do this.
That's Lee Robinson. I have two questions for you that struck me as I was listening to you, if I may. One is, I guess every instrument probably has its own, certainly has its own character and texture. So the idea of the same instrument harmonizing and overlapping with itself is really a pretty cool thing. It's as if it's kind of like when brothers sing harmony. You have to be hearing different possibilities when the same exact instrument is playing with itself, so to speak, than if maybe your twin was playing the instrument next to you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. And you actually have to think of ideas while it's happening.
Yeah.
But what that gives you is a very even, uniform tone or background. And, you know, what modern recording does a lot now, especially in pop and rock and R&B, is that the lead singer actually sings his own background. So all the voices are very uniform in that regard versus, you know, bringing in, you know, five people that have different voices. But, you know, it depends on the sound you want. You know, if you want the uniform sound, then you would record that person's voice, you know, as background if he could sing all the harmonies.
The other thing that really struck me, and it kind of plays off of what you just said, the second thing, is I don't know if I would appreciate the range of the instrument as much hearing you play, you know, one particular tune, then another one, then another one.
Because you can hear the contrast with the sound of the instrument against itself.
Yeah, and I mean, I'd like to think I would understand it and appreciate it just as much, but there's almost no way you can't as you're listening to it all together because you hear the dynamic range. You hear there was a bit where I could have sworn I was hearing a flute, but of course there was no flute. Mm-hmm. And really neat to listen that way. So I don't know. I think you've innovated something pretty cool.
Thank you. You know, I know, you know, people have used loopers for reed instruments, and actually I think one was down here one time. And I think it was more of a composition. I think you had a bassoon player.
Yes.
And he had a composition that he played.
It was Roger from the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And improvisation with a loop on a reed is different. I don't know of anybody else that's doing anything like that.
Well, mostly it's an electronic tool.
Yeah.
You know, and to play with it with reeds is a little more challenging in the way that the input is different. Because you're using a microphone instead of a direct link to the electronics from the guitar. So there's some, as you can hear, there's some distortion level things and some clipping things that you have to kind of watch out for or play around with.
No, you got it down, actually. A lot of folks and you have it down because you must have worked on it really hard before taking it on stage with you.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah. Well, special guest has stood up. Special guest is Tom Riley. Tom, what brings you here today?
Lee called me. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Shopping." He said, "Well, could you come down and play?" And I said, "Sure." So here I am.
I'm glad you're here.
And the other reason is Tom is actually on the concert tonight because the concert tonight is about vocalists, and we have five. Count them, five vocalists. Real vocalists. And most of them are going to sing blues, jazz, and Tom is going to be our alternative original singer for tonight.
Do you know the other?
We have Jeannie Walker, and we have Olga Watkins, we have Tim Stevens, we have Steve Jackson, and we also have Tom Riley, who I've played with. So Tom and I are going to do a couple songs today, if we have time. And you can see all five of them tonight at Christine Frischard's gallery at 7.
And that's right in Squirrel Hill on Forbes. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. This is all live. It's happening local right here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Doors open at 7 tonight at the Christina Frischard Gallery, 5871 Forbes, which is just up right in the heart of Squirrel Hill, actually. I can tell by that address.
You're down from Bagel Land.
Down from Bagel Land. Convenient. Convenient.
So Tom and I are going to do one of Tom's songs, which may not be on the show tonight, but we're going to do it today.
And it's called Elizabeth.
Thank you. taken by the way. There's a sadness in the air when the shadows disappear and the world just shade of gray. There's an emptiness in her heart that nothing seems to fill. She's like Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God. For hours every day, she sells her trinkets to the world. People half a foot away, she doesn't care who they are. There's an emptiness in her heart that nothing seems to fill. She's like Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth. She holds God in her heart, she feels his dreams and others were God. She holds a fire, she keeps the faith, she loves the song. Think that she would yearn for a friendly word or touch. Now that she's been burned, it's that she cares so much. There's an emptiness in her heart, nothing seems to fill. She's like Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God, Elizabeth without God.
Yeah, we get every note there. Tom Riley and Lee Robinson together. Tom, how long has that song been around?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, that's an original song.
It's an original song.
I figured,
it's been
original.
Around probably 15 years.
Yeah, maybe. I had a feeling. Yeah. That's one of those questions you ask because you think you know the answer, maybe. I don't want to say like an anthem exactly, but it just sounds like one of those songs you really like playing and singing, and you have a fine voice.
Well, thank you.
That's a great song. And you can hear more of Tom Riley, our special guest today, along with Lee Robinson and four other vocalists tonight in Squirrel Hill at the gallery.
Christine Frischar.
Thank you, Christine Frischar gallery, which I haven't had a chance to go to yet. But that's probably a really nice galleries are generally really good spaces to hear music. So that's happening tonight. Doors open at 7. If you need directions or particulars, 724-766-0104 is how you get that information.
Yes, and we'll be using a jazz trio, which consists of Ken Berger on piano.
Oh, he's good. I know who he is.
And Mark Perna on bass, and myself on saxophones.
Oh, that should be great. And I'm trying. The pianist is great. He's actually played on the air before, and we've joked because we're not related. But
I wondered about
a disclaimer. Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
Disclaimer's always
same
important.
Same spelling.
Yeah, we probably have time for one more. I think if that's okay by you.
Okay.
Is that because we've got all these birthday children that are coming in too? Is it Rana? Whose birthday is it today? Rana, I think. Yeah, I think that's whose birthday it is. We'll find out. are you going to sing another one, Tom?
Yes.
Yep. I could tell. I asked him that with mouth in front of microphone and guitar.
Did I look like I was prepared?
Yes, you looked like kind of the mannequin in
you've been deceived.
Guitar no, Center Plus. Huh?
Trees turning yellow outside the window. The bus rides up two lanes through this Ohio autumn. I'm leaving a town where I'm an unknown. Driving late in the day to a place I call home. She's someone I've seen from the town I grew up in. Though we never spoke before, on this bus we are friends. She says that she's traveling through the fall in Ohio. Going home for the weekend to see her old man again. November. Knowing that winter is just round the bend. Life is like traveling through the fall in Ohio. Ain't sure where you're going, not quite happy where you've been. Thank you.
As that bus pulls away, there's no one to greet us. So I hail a taxi while she uses the phone. We say goodbye on this November evening, on our way to tomorrow, traveling alone. November's memories are fading of summer, knowing that winter is just round the bend. Life is like traveling through the fall in Ohio. Ain't sure where you're going, not quite happy where you've been.
Ooh, that's another original too.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Man, we gotta have you come. Will you come down and do a set of your own stuff sometime?
I'd be glad to do that.
That'd be great. Lee, thanks for. You've been here before with other bands, I think, haven't you?
I think maybe I have, yes.
Yeah. Who do you play with other groups?
Well, Lee and I have played a lot together. Probably the only folky kind of band I might have participated in was a singer-songwriter by the name of Leslie Smith.
Sure.
I backed her up.
Sure. What other bands? What other non-folky bands?
Lee and I have played for a long time. We've done like opening acts for Bachman Turner Overdrive. We've played church carnivals. We've played the street in Shadyside. We're kind of like around. But I had a rock challenge band called Saints and Sinners. I had another band that was called Band of Angels. I had a band called Burns Henderson. It's just
goes on and on.
And now we have a band called Riley sometimes.
Riley. So, yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. Yeah. Hey, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
And tonight, 7 p.m., Gallery of the Frischard.
Yes.
I like saying that. 7 o'clock.
She is French, too.
And don't forget the Pittsburgh Jazz Camp, which is going to be taking place, Performance Jazz Camp with Lee Robinson. Taking place the week of July 25th, but it's time to get interested in that at 412-851-8482. Get information about it, learn how to register, because, you know, this is a opportunity that's rare, it's personalized. 412-851-8482.